On the show today, we have Dover Fennel Creighton's very own Tyler Kuhn and Interface AI's Sorinvis NJ talking about Dover Fennel Creighton's road to artificial intelligence, implementing Interface AI's intelligent virtual assistant to handle the credit union's increased call volume, which actually doubled during the pandemic. So they needed something to help out there, and this is the ticket for them. So check it out. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have a good episode for you. Great episode for you on tap here. And I'm going to do some introductions here first. Right below me is Mr. Tyler Kuhn from Dover Federal Credit Union. Tyler, how are you, sir?
Doing very well. Thanks for having me, Mike.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. And then right next to me, we have Sorinvis NJ from Interface.ai. Sorinvis, how are you, sir? Good to see you again.
Yeah, quite excited to be talking to you again.
Indeed. Well, it's always fun having you guys on the show. And because not only are you educating the audience, but you're educating me. So I'm selfishly getting something out of this as well. So we always enjoy these conversations. So Sorinvis, I'm going to start with you on the today's topic, because you guys are helping out Dover on their road to artificial intelligence and intelligent virtual assistants, IVA, as we're calling them, all powered by interface.ai. So can you briefly tell us about IVA technology that Dover has implemented?
Yeah, I mean, intelligent virtual assistant, or IVA, is just a fancy name for, you know, an AI assistant like that everyone uses today at home, like Alexa or Siri on their phone. But imagine something far more advanced that could pick up every call coming to a credit union to respond to their member questions or inquiries instantly. Right. That's what we mean by intelligent virtual assistant.
Okay.
And Dover, is a recent customer of ours. They just signed up for this technology last month, and they are in the process of going live with that project. But what makes this discussion very special to me is because of the thorough due diligence process they went through in validating and picking the right vendor. And the journey they went through is very important to the industry, because there's so many credit unions today making decisions to sign up for an AI project, and it's going to be their first AI project ever. And Taylor here and his team, Travis as well, did an amazing job. He's going to talk a lot more about it. And we were surprised to the extent they went to verify the vendor's claims and, you know, understand the technology, and then eventually pick the vendor of their choice. And, pretty thorough diligence process. And the reason for us bringing Tyler here is to make sure he's able to share that to the rest of the industry, mm-hmm. and make sure they also could follow the similar process.
Yeah. Indeed. All right, Tyler, the stage is set for you. Sorinvis has done a good job of setting you up here. So tell me about this journey, because I want to start out with, why did you guys need this type of technology at your credit union? And then go through the journey of, or the process of selecting Interface AI for the folks to help you out in this area.
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. I mean, kind of as Sheree said, it was a journey, and due diligence. It was a very thorough due diligence process. We kind of viewed this as a large scale, a decent spend, but really it's just going to drive the credit union forward. So we viewed it just about, Sheree mentioned Travis, our CIO. Travis kind of compared it to a core conversion. It's a really big lift. We got to make sure that we get it right. Because if you get it one thing wrong, it can be repeated. It goes over and over and over. So, just kind of why we needed, the why behind even going to it is, as everything shut down and our credit union closed the doors in March of last year, we're kind of faced with, hey, now we have a bunch of phone calls coming in. And right. I mean, pretty serious impact. I've said it a few times to Sheree and his team, but it really, the impact for the call center, it's never going to be, the call center is never going to be the same. So I kind of compare it to the airports after 9/11, right? What you knew as an airport before 9/11, post 9/11 was completely different. It's the same with the call centers. The call center is, we'll never go back to what we were getting, about 7,000 calls a month, where we're over 20 now. In January and February of 2020, we had done a bill pay and online banking conversion. And so we saw about 10 to 12,000 calls in those 2 months. And then in March, the pandemic hit. We had about 12,000 then as well. And then April was the first full month that we had our doors closed, mm-hmm. and we shot up to 20,000 calls. Gosh. So immediately we realized, okay, there's a need to answer this phone calls. And so of course we start having conversations. Is it hiring staff? Can the branches help us? Where do we go? Do we have an overflow call center? Kind of, what are our options? And you know, Chaz, our CEO, and Travis met with Interface, and you know, basically said, "Hey, this is a really good option. It's scalable. You know, we can really move forward here." And me, knowing that credit unions, you know, really thrive on people helping people, I want everything to be humanized. So there was a thorough due diligence process there as well. You know, going through and I'm sure Sri will talk a little bit about it, but I wanted to hear how the voice reacted to me, what the voice technology, what it sounded like. You know, the last thing I wanted was to invest in a solution that frustrated our members. And then by the time they got to the contact center, my employees were getting it even worse because they were tired of waiting and they couldn't get through. So there was a really thorough due diligence process, but we needed something that was scalable, was going to handle the calls, and that was different than what we had today. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how we landed on Interface, and we landed on AI as a whole in the contact center.
Yeah. And going back to you, Serenivis, is like, okay, what was the process like for you guys? Because it really sounds like Dover did their due diligence. They looked underneath every rock and stone and left nothing unturned here. So from your perspective, what was that experience like? Because you guys really had to deliver here, because what Tyler said, you know, they don't want to disappoint their members, especially in the times that we were going through as well. So what was it like from your perspective?
No, you know, as Mike, you know, I come from a credit union family, right? I've sat on a teller seat many times helping my father scale a credit union. I know how they're thinking about it, mm-hmm. he and Travis, and I know their challenges and apprehensions that they have in their mind. And, you know, what for me is very special is how thoroughly they evaluated. And coming through that, we felt like we achieved something. Right? So Taylor literally created a checking account, because a lot of the vendors that he ended up shortlisting, there were two vendors or whatnot. So, you know, many times when you have to call a member-facing solution, right, you know, you're calling up and talking to their 800 number, talking to the AI. And, you know, unlike Interface, but other vendors, you know, the first question they ask you is, can you enter your member ID and SSN? And you have to validate yourself before you kind of talk, mm-hmm. right, and mm-hmm. experience the AI. So what Taylor did that was very interesting, I've never heard any other credit union do, is he literally opened a checking account in a bank, in a credit union that is powered by all of the vendors he was evaluating, right?
Wow.
And so that he has a full-on experience to test it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they thought, you know, they believe it's as big as a core banking kind of a software. So he went and created a checking account. You know, there are two vendors shortlisted, and two vendors were powering many credit unions. And he literally created a checking account in one in each powered by each vendor, and tried it out firsthand. In our case, he probably didn't have the challenge, because we gave him an option right on the website that he can literally call a number and try it out, you know, as many times as he wants, and he did it. Oh boy, he did it. Like he called about 100 times, probably, right? He was talking to the AI many different ways and things like that. Every single time we saw this, we got even more excited, because they truly cared about their members and the member experience. Everything else was, you know, not a conflict of priorities in any way, right? All they cared about is ensuring best member experience. I'm really proud to be working with a team like that, like, because they're putting the member experience in the front and center of everything, right? Mm-hmm. And that is one set of due diligence on the product side. But on the other side, Travis was crunching numbers. Right, he was like, you know, this product costs so much, and like, you know, what's the value, or are we going to get? He was asking every small charge we're going to have, and built out a financial model, you know, exactly looking at what is the ROI that such a product could bring. So there was this financial, security, compliance due diligence from Travis. On the other end, Taylor was doing a lot of diligence on the product, mm-hmm. right? So, yeah, I mean, coming through it, I really felt like, you know, this is a story that must be shared. Right. Because, you know, there are a lot of, you know, credit unions are making that decision now. And unfortunately, the name Intelligent Virtual Assistant could be the same name, but the offering related to Intelligent Virtual Assistant is a broad range of offering. right? You know, you call the same name, but what it does could be a broad range of possibilities, right?
Right.
So one of the options Taylor, you know, one of the vendors Taylor and team shortlisted and he was trying out, it was more like an enhanced IVR, not an AI system, right? Hmm. So, you know, Taylor, if you want to share a little bit more about that, that would be awesome. It'd be great for Mike to hear from you.
Yeah, go for it, Tyler.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, that was one of the big challenges we faced was in looking at other vendors, you kind of have this traditional model of we have, you know, a chat bot or an IVR that's going to handle your request. So what's my balance? And I would like to make a transfer and, you know, automate those. And it kind of lives behind an option for us. It's option one. That's what we refer to it here as. But option one handles these automated requests. And, you know, a lot of the vendors that are pretty well known, that's kind of the model that they go after. And so for us, it was, we thought it was really important to know what our use case was and not just go in with a use case of, hey, we just want to check the box of saying, hey, we do AI, right? Because a lot of people are rushing to get AI now with everything going on. We wanted to make sure we were staying true to our use case, which was ultimately to help our members. And so for us, our use case was, if you give somebody the option to use a new tool, they're probably not going to use it. So we wanted to force the use of it. And so it basically lays over our call center. So to get to any options, you first have to talk to the interface AI IVA. So for us, that was the use case. We kind of stayed true to that. And it led us to really understand that AI interface AI was definitely the partner for us. And they definitely won our business.
So you're a month into it, Tyler. So what are your expectations for this? Obviously you have, you know, short-term goals, long-term goals, that type of stuff. And you've really done your due diligence here with this using this technology. So what do you guys have? What are the expectations here for you? Is it like the main thing that people are going to be using or is it going to be an option, like you said, or?
Definitely the main thing we're using right now is short term is we have a pretty large group. Mm-hmm. It's a very inclusive process to get this kicked off because it really does affect everybody in the credit union. So we have an awesome team who I just absolutely adore and love working with here at the credit union. And we're all working together just to get this thing up and moving. So we've kind of have our top 10 experiences that we're going to start with. We're going to start with the voice assistant. Mm-hmm. And then shortly after, we're going to roll out a chat assistant on the website.
Okay.
So short term, that's our two step, but ultimately, yeah, we would like to automate. We would like to automate calls and it's not an automate because we don't want to talk to our members. It's an automate to make their lives easier, right? What we love about interface and is that they really do humanize the digital. And that's something that I have up on my board is we have to humanize the digital. And it's not impossible to speak to a human, but the voice is friendly enough and human enough mm-hmm. to where you don't really feel like you want to speak to a human. So some of these, you know, calls like what's my balance, things that that were traditionally handled in the branch, we're hoping to be able to do those service events, you know, with interface. So yeah, we do want to automate, but not automate to stop talking to people, automate to serve our members more efficiently.
Right. There's a balance for sure. Yeah. And as a consumer, as a credit union member, I would appreciate that. So, because I mean, if I want to just know my balance or whatever, or a transaction where, boom, AI is fine by me, but there's something a bit more complex that I want to do, then I have that option to go to a person. And so Serenus, I believe that's kind of the process, right? Is like you start out with the chat and then you go to, and if there's something more complex, that's where you head to a person.
Yeah, that's just the beginning, right? So one of the key things that also got Dover team excited and Tyler as well is the continuous AI fine tuning. That is part of the package, right? AI is going to start, start off with answering 10 to 20 questions and for you on day one. But every single week, AI is going to learn the questions that it was not able to answer to you the last week.
Yeah.
Right? So every single time you come back, AI has become smarter. right? Like it's able to answer the question that it was not able to answer past. And this fine tuning, the AI fine tuning that happens is very specific to the questions that the Dover members are going to ask, right? So it could be today, it could be balance and fund transfer, but soon it could be dispute transaction, you know, return a check or cancel a check. And it is going to continue to learn new questions that will able to give you instant responses. I always tell this to you know, creatives and the leaders we get to talk to, you know, with interface AI, the objective is to create the best member experience possible. Automation is a byproduct of that for us. That's how we look at it. Because the moment you think that way, our goals are aligned. Ours and creating goals are aligned because everyone deeply cares about creating a best member experience. You know, going back to that point about option or a main thing as an AI, right? So just to kind of help you paint the picture better, if you call up an AI, what we mean by an option is that, you know, the regular IVR system picks up, you know, hey, menu options have changed. Press one, talk to AI, two to check your balance, or three to talk to credit card department. So you have to make a selection to press one to talk to AI. The, as Tyler mentioned, there's only a few people going to make that selection to talk to AI, and they eventually talk to, there's a really small set of people who end up talking to AI. Right. So in case of interface AI, as soon as you call 800 number, the AI will be like, hey, Mike, welcome back. How can I help you? Right. So you can literally say any question instead of listening to that boring menu of 1 to 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, what it does and whatnot. Right. So that is number one. You know, some people may believe, oh, you know what? The AI is doing its job. You know, it's just a matter of putting it to the, you know, all calls. Right. You know, it's just behind an option, but putting it to all calls. It's not that simple. If you want an AI to pick up all calls, it has to be far more robust than the AI that is today being tapped when you select an option. Because if AI is unable to handle the call, it has to be able to push the call into the right queue, right? So if, because it's taking 100% of the calls. So AI has to be a lot more mature to handle that. So in the process of doing that, we are able to create the best member experience possible. They get instant responses and they continue to learn and it's able to answer more and more questions every single day, you know, thereby kind of improving member experience. Automation is a byproduct of that.
Right. And if I'm a member calling my credit union, the number one thing in my mind is efficiency, is getting to getting the answer as quick as possible and as thorough as possible. And it sounds like that's what you guys are aiming for as well, Tyler, right? Is that efficiency and completeness, right? With the AI model.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and that's everybody has a different reason they're calling. And but most people, it's, I just want a quick answer, right? Not, and the quick answers normally aren't worth waiting on hold for.
So
a lot of people use online banking. I'm a big online banking guy, but for the older members that we have, the phone is their online banking. So we're excited to be able to better serve them with technology that they might have been afraid to use in the past. But yeah, overall, this is all about offering a more efficient experience and meeting our members where they are.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. And we talked about this a number of times, Serenovus, is that this is only going to get better. Like you said, the more the AI learns, the more data, the good data that's in there, the better this is going to get. And your members are going to be that much more happy, right, Tyler?
Yeah. That's definitely the plan. And we believe that is exactly what's going to happen.
Right on, right on. And so, and having said that, Tyler, so how do you get credit unions kind of over that hump of working with AI? And because again, Tyler, Dover, this is your first, like you said in the beginning, this is your first kind of entrance into working with AI. So what was it for you guys that said, okay, we've got to go this route. You know, we can't wait any longer. So what was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back on this one?
Yeah, I think just the realizing that there was an issue, that, you know, calling into our call center was not a great member experience, but also understanding and knowing that, well, there is a solution, right? And it's not a solution that you have to be afraid of. It's not a solution that is as expensive as I thought it would be. I mean, you get what you pay for. There's no doubt about that. But the one thing that we've seen is, and especially with Sri's team, is it's very transparent pricing. I think pricing and, you know, being afraid of the price tag is what steers a lot of people away from AI. But just understanding that, you know, it really was up up to us as the credit union,
yeah.
and that it can still have the human touch. Just because right. it's an automated response, it doesn't mean it has to be bad. So if another credit union was thinking about going with Interface AI, I mean, I would really challenge them to visit their website and call that number they have and do the demo. As Teresa said, I did it probably 100 times and the voice, I mean, just the voice alone, when it comes to voice technology, that was, I think, the deciding factor for us is it's the most human sounding voice there is. So yeah. I think just getting, I would just recommend do a little research and get over your fears, because a lot of the fears are really just the fear of the unknown. Once you start getting the answers, it makes a lot more sense.
Exactly. And I think it's conversations like this too, that really kind of get that real world message out there. Hey, this stuff really works. It's natural. It's human like, that type of stuff. Is that right, Serenivus? Is that what you're trying to get across as well?
Yeah, so just to add to that, the most important point Taylor mentioned there is how price becomes a deterrent when it comes to kind of making that selection in a technology, especially when you say AI, people believe it's expensive and whatnot. One thing I wanted to say to the audience here is that we're the only vendor where you actually pay for performance, right? If we automate, you pay us, and if you automate more, you pay us a little bit more. It's a pay for performance product. So, I've sick and tired of sitting on the other side of the table where vendor come in with a long-term contract with no guaranteed ROI while I was helping my father scale the credit union, and we are here to change that. Right, so I'm so proud to say it's a pay for performance. And AI today, as we talked with David Teo as well a few months back, and it happened to be the most watched video, and I was really excited. So as we talked in the journey, it's the same kind of journey, right? So AI starts answering these questions and helps as an assistant today, but very soon it's going to go down the path of becoming a financial coach, mm-hmm. right? Giving that financial insight, doing upsell, cross-sell, helping you find the right product that you're looking for that you may not even know that your credit union could have helped.
Right,
so that's kind of the direction we're going to head down, not only humanizing the experience but beyond the human, right? How can it provide that instant product recommendation based on analyzing 100 different parameters on what is this member calling me about for the last 1 year? What does their transaction history looks like? You know, where do they need help? And what products we have that can help them with that? Mm-hmm. And being able to offer that in a fraction of a second. Right. You know, I always say every interaction with a member is an opportunity. It's up to us, how we live. Right. They may be calling in for balance. They may not know that they need more help.
Right.
But how do you take that balance inquiry and respond to that right away, but use that opportunity of an interaction and to tell them another product that may help them in achieving financial wellness? That is the journey we truly, truly get excited about, right? So, it's just the beginning.
Yeah, and this is only going to make your technology, your product better too, right? Because, I mean, that the pay on performance model, the data that gets better, that makes the AI that much better. So, yeah, this is, I mean, it almost, I don't want to say it forces you, but, it really pushes you to make the product that much better each time. So, yeah, this is great news for credit unions. And before I let you guys go, Tyler, can you provide maybe a few best practices in this area that could benefit other credit unions out there that maybe they're like kind of on the fence with this type of stuff? Anything that you could share as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty simple stuff, textbook stuff. I mean, don't let your fear hold you back. Fear of the unknown, it's common. You're not the only one that is afraid to take the step.
Yeah.
But you can't get over it until you start asking questions. It doesn't cost anything to ask questions. So you start asking the questions, have the conversations, speak with your peers. There's other credit unions that have started the journey and that are more than willing to have the conversation with you. For me, I was lucky enough to be able to speak to some of the peers. We have a really unique industry where we know each other and we trust each other. So have the conversations. And then really, Sri, I'm going to put them on the spot, put the vendors on the spot, make the vendor win your business.
Yeah.
And expect transparency. And, ask the questions. There is no dumb question. There's a lot that we don't know that Sri does know and that the mm-hmm. vendors know. So do your due diligence, have conversations, and don't let your fear hold you back. You have resources that are there to help you walk through it. And there's definitely a great value in it. There's a value exchange for your membership, for the credit union, and for the vendor that's involved. So
Yeah, well said, well said. And what's next for Interface AI and Dover, Serenitas? What's on the docket for you guys? Because it sounds like you guys are just scratching the surface right now.
Yeah, I mean, so pretty excited to launch very soon. We're working at a pretty fast pace here. It's an amazing team. We got an opportunity. We got a glimpse of it when Taylor and Travis were evaluating. Okay, this must be an awesome team. But as we got introduced to the rest of the team, the excitement continued, and it got even better. So we're launching this as we speak. Teams are working on it and whatnot. Nice. So as we continue the journey, it's going to be omni-channel and whatnot. So hopefully we get there soon. But there are three takeaways I want to share, right? Like, number one, make sure the AI is conversational. They're not command-driven, right? You get 20-25% of the calls that doesn't require AI to authenticate a member or log in a member to respond to that, right? A credit union gets 20-25% of calls. So if AI has always been an option and it asks you to enter member ID, it is not solving you that 20-25% of the calls. Right. Mm-hmm. So because the members call in for branch hours and whatnot. So for that, you don't need to ask them a member ID and whatnot to respond to that. So it has to be conversational. It can answer any questions that may not even require authentication to begin with. Number two, make sure AI, the vendor enables AI to learn continuously, because that is what members like to do. Right. So when they come back next time, they expect AI has learned and become better. Yeah. Don't take a static package which gives you 5 questions that AI can answer and never makes them better. But you want to ensure the vendor can support you to enable AI to learn the questions that your members are going to ask, because the questions that your members are going to ask is going to be unique to your products and services. Make sure it can learn that and right without burning your pocket. Right. So number three, I would say is, we are paid by performance. You have nothing to lose. If you add AI, it doesn't, automate or provide instant response to your calls, you have nothing to lose, right? So, we are delivering this pricing model just to showcase how much we believe in this product ourselves, right? So, and that's kind of the three takeaways. Make sure it is conversational. Make sure AI is learning. Make sure it is paid by performance.
Yep.
Then you're not taking any risk once you ensure all of these.
That's right. Yeah, I love that model.
That's kind of the tips there.
Yeah. And pardon the double negative here, guys, but I will never not be amazed by this technology. It is just truly fascinating. And it just blows my mind every time I talk to you. It's just like, it can do that. Are you kidding me? So, and again, this is just the beginning. It's only going to get so, so much better. So Tyler, you guys are right there on the starting block, on the launch pad with this. So I'm really excited for you guys.
Yeah, you're not alone, Mike. It is. It's definitely interesting and exciting to see.
A lot of fun. Exciting for credit unions. Exciting for you guys. So, with that, I'm going to let you guys get back to work, because it sounds like you got a lot to do here to get going. So, I don't want to hold you back too long. But anyway, thanks so much for your time today, and I really appreciate this message. And I think a lot of other credit unions who might be sitting on the fence are appreciative of this message as well. So thanks again, guys. Appreciate it. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
You are welcome.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.